Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Off the top, brought to you by our friends at JP Roofing and Siding. Ron, I have a six-pack cold ready to go over here if you'd like to open with that, but I'd be remiss if I didn't inquire as to your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being today, and physical.
Probably I'd say not very good in all of those, but I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
You excited for the big show?
I am. I'm fired up. We got a lot to talk about today, as we always do. I'm looking forward to it, and you know there's nothing I like better than a nice cold six-pack.
Especially at 10:05 a.m. and 25
it's
seconds.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere in the world, as they say.
I like that saying. Then let's start, Ron. Let's go with the Penguins. I didn't stay up, but I got up this morning and watched it. Little 5 a.m. treat. I didn't look at your text early this morning because I didn't want to know if they won or lost. I didn't look at it till after I was done. I somehow managed to avoid all reference to the game. And man, for two periods, they right played there. Exactly the way they wanted to play. Josh Yeoi made a couple of basketball references in his piece today, and I agree. It's like with McDavid, it's like holding Michael Jordan down for three quarters, except for a couple great plays maybe. But then when the game matters, there he is, and he wins the game. It didn't matter in the end.
They held them to 13 shots in the first two periods, I believe, right?
Yeah.
13 shots, and then they just took over in the third period. McDavid, a four-point night. He's just special. I mean, you know, he is the best player in the game right now. I mean, I love Sid. Sid's still a great player, but Sid's not as good as he is right now. And he just took over the game, and that's why I remember when he had that big goal against the Rangers where he went 1-on-5, and I text back and forth with Jay Caulfield about it, and Jay goes, the thing that makes it even more amazing is they're down a goal with a couple minutes left, and he makes the play. That's what great players do. They have a sense of timing, right? And he has a sense of timing. As you said, didn't matter the first two periods. They took control of the game in the third.
Very impressed with his work deep in the defensive zone, which is where a lot of his plays started. Not very impressed with some of the Penguins on some of those plays. John Marino, by the way, Marino took one where you never want to take one, Ron. Did you see that?
I did not see that one.
And then Keith Jones. Keith Jones had just told a story about how he only blocked one shot in his career and it went to the other. He was joking. He said, I only blocked one shot in my career, went off my shin pad for an empty net goal. And then 2 minutes later, Marino gets hit in the goalposts. And Jones said, that's why I only blocked one shot in my career. It was painful to watch.
Yeah, I know. And they might have protection, but it's still painful to watch.
And then people just not conscious. I mean, it's Connor McDavid. He's on the ice. You can't get caught deep, and if a defenseman does get caught deep, you got to get back. You got to get back, and you got to get back early. You got to anticipate. It just all it takes is one split second,
and he's gone.
And that guy
is gone.
He's
you know, Jay mentioned that to us the other day that you know you have to be constantly aware of him if you're a D-man because or else you're going to end up turning your back to the play, just sprinting to your goal because he's going to be by you in a split in a
what a great passer too. I mean, just everything about his game. He's the best player in the world. I don't think there's any argument anymore.
Nope.
He's also the greatest.
And they're winning now. Let's see
showman.
Let's see what they do in the playoffs. That's how he'll be judged. But they're awful formidable right now.
In some ways, that's how he'll be judged. It's not going to change my opinion that he's the best player in the world.
But I mean, ultimate, you know, as great as Ovechkin was until we won a cup, people never won a cup. Never won a cup. You know, this guy's got a playoff series, you know.
It'll hound him. The other great part of that was Zach Hyman thinking he had scored a hat trick and the hats coming onto the ice, only to have our friend Dr. Saucier. Is that how you pronounce his name, Ron? Andy, is he a doctor? Does he have a doctorate in replay now?
He's a genius at what he does. I know
this guy's incredible. They had to pick up the hats. I don't know that I've seen that one before. That's replay in sports these days, because in a sport that goes 8,000 miles an hour, some guy's skate was lifted the width of a hair above the blue line. But you know what? The Penguins won cups thanks to stuff like that.
Whistle it down, right? That's amazing. No, you're right. He is so good at what he does. And we talk about replay. That's what it is. I mean, the one game when Letang scored in overtime, you want to celebrate the goal, but you got to wait 5 minutes for replay to tell you it's okay to celebrate. It's ridiculous.
Kasperi Kapanen, and this will be our second one here on the six pack. Yeah, the second can. Somebody might have to open a can on him to get him going here, Ron. What is happening with this guy? He was invisible last night.
He's been invisible most of the year. He had that one game where he had the hat trick. You know, he told one of the Canadian guys, Zeisberger, that I get down and I quit. I mean, just a horrible thing to say. Looks lazy to me. You know, has great skill. Obviously, he has speed. I'm not talking McDavid speed, but he has speed. He's just been a major disappointment all year long.
On this road trip against two very good teams, mind you, Torts had John Tortorella has Calgary winning the cup. They're good. Edmonton is very good, although they were missing four defensemen last night, which might account for the Penguins outplaying them and spending all their time deep in the Edmonton zone for a couple of periods. But Kapanen, no points, obviously, and three shots in two games, and he only plays 11:26 last night. Come on, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy gets scratched. I thought the message was sent last season. Does he need another one?
Right, maybe. You know, and I think everybody's probably holding out hope that Malkin's on the trip and skating now, and you know, still probably going to be a week or two before he comes back. But I think everybody has to be hoping that they can find whatever they had last year. They were pretty good together last year. And whether they will be or not this year, but Kapanen has been totally disappointing.
Item number three.
Number three. Now I'm getting warmed up. I like the first two cans.
It gets flowing, doesn't
it,
Ron?
It starts to flow.
Start to feel good.
Let's go.
Speaking of opening a can, Mike Tomlin with a pad-popping practice and riding his players hard yesterday, Ron. Will it make any difference?
You know, this is one of those ones that it can't hurt. Right, they're not going to be any worse, but I don't know. It still comes down to the players you put out on the field. We've talked about that at length. I mean, you can beat the heck out of those guys, but is that going to make them better players? I don't know. Maybe make them focus a little more, maybe. But, I mean, what else does – he talked about changes. What else can he do but toughen up practices a little bit?
I thought last week was the playoff game. What more can he do this week? Tell me if T.J. Watt is playing, and then
right.
We can talk about pads at practice.
Pads popping.
The coach yelling at people.
I like that. Pads.
These are professional athletes, Ron. They're professional athletes.
Right. They're not high school kids or college kids.
Here's a treat for you. Number four, Tony Romo has that contract, 10 years, $180 million. Good money if you can find it, right? Troy Aikman, according to Andrew Marchand of the New York Post, he wants Romo money. Is this guy kidding me, Ron?
Good luck. I hope he finds it. Yeah. I mean,
is he that good? He's just another guy to me.
I'm a bad guy to ask because I don't watch those games many times because I'm usually at the Steelers game. But when I have heard Aikman, he doesn't do much for me.
He's okay.
I like Romo, although I liked him a lot more a couple years ago than I do now.
He's gone nuts, Ron. He really has. He's always annoying.
And I say this about James Franklin. I'll say this about anybody. If somebody's willing to pay you that, you're worth it. And if somebody's willing to pay him, he's worth it.
I don't know if I agree with that totally. If somebody's willing to pay you, you take the money. But like a baseball player might make $200 million, but if he doesn't hit, he wasn't worth it.
The Mets just offered Scherzer $43 million a year, 37, not offered, signed at a 37 for 3 years. They think he's worth it. That makes him worth it to me, even though I don't think he's worth it.
Well, we'll see if he was worth it. I mean, isn't it what happens after the money's delivered?
Right.
Number five. And things are really getting. Now you're out on the dance floor,
right?
I'm getting
a little bit sad, though.
The shirt's off. You're on the dance floor. You're sweating.
I'm getting a little sad, though, because we're getting down towards the end of the six-pack. And what did you used to have a stash hidden?
I was just going to say, I might have one in the salad drawer for you, Ron, at 2 a.m.
That'll keep me good. Because now I'm sad, like it's almost coming to an end. But go
ahead. Horace, did you do the salad drawer beers when you were back at Clarion, where you thought the party was over, and then the hero of the night, which was usually me at Cortland State, opened up a little secret cabinet, sometimes the salad drawer, sometimes somewhere else, where there was hidden beer, and then there were cheers, the party started anew.
The stash.
I specialized in that.
That's the only time they ever cheered for you, isn't it?
No, there were other times,
okay,
but we won't talk about those. Ron, number five, Marcus Freeman, defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. 35 years old.
Wow.
No previous head coaching experience.
Wow.
Expected to be named. Now, this is according to various reports, and we've seen coaching situations, not the least of which was the last time the Steelers had a coaching change. Weird things can happen at the last minute, but it looks like he's going to be the guy.
I mean, he's a popular choice around the team, from what I understand, that people that know him, awful young, awful inexperienced, and a big shoes to fill. He's only stepping in for the guy who's the winningest coach in Notre Dame history, even though he didn't win a national title, Brian Kelly. That's a tough job. It's a tough follow, isn't it? It is a tough follow.
But our friend Jesse Washington pointed out that Lincoln Riley had no head coaching experience when he took over at Oklahoma. Dabo Sweeney, no head coaching experience when he took over at Clemson. And the guy who's got the best team in the country, Kirby Smart, was never a head coach when he took over at Georgia. So Mike Tomlin, good example.
Different paths.
You just don't know.
Different paths because, you know, a guy like Brian Kelly, where did he start at? I mean, you know, he was at Cincinnati. He was somewhere before Cincinnati.
Eastern Michigan,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, usually you start
Central Michigan.
Usually you start at that level. And maybe in the past you start at that level and work your way up. Now they're going right from, an assistant. This guy was the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, probably involved heavily in the recruiting, knows everything about the place, about the team. I guess it's a logical choice, but good luck to him.
Yeah, why not? Kirby Smart was the defensive coordinator at Alabama and was doing a great job, and Georgia plucked him. And this will either be a great find or it won't work out, but it seems like everybody around there feels like this is a really good hire.
Tough follow, though.
It is, although he didn't win a national title.
Never won a national title.
Isn't that what it's about at Notre Dame?
It used to be. I don't know.
And let's be honest about getting to the college football playoff at Notre Dame. He never had to risk himself in a conference championship game.
Right.
Not one time.
Right. You're right.
You're going to watch Michigan go out there against Iowa. Michigan, in my mind, has earned the Big Ten championship. They should be going to the college football playoff. Now they got to go for a made-for-TV special and put it on the line against Iowa. Notre Dame never had to do that. I mean, he did a really good job there. But it's a different ball game when you don't have to risk it. But it is. It's big shoes to fill. I don't like Brian Kelly, but he did a great job at Notre Dame.
All right, now the sad part. Go ahead. Number six, the sixth and final game.
Saving this one for you, Ron. And I might have a little stash for you.
Okay, sounds good to me.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. I'm in a really good mood today, Ron. You know why? I actually exercised yesterday for the first time in months.
Makes you feel better.
I think it released endorphins. Something happened.
I walked this morning. I'm glad I did, but makes you feel a little better.
What time was your walk?
I walk every morning from like 6:30 to 7:30.
Nice job. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. I also had an incredible grilled cheese yesterday, Ron. How do you like the grilled cheese?
I love grilled cheese.
Do you like it in the pan where you have the cheese between the bread and you just cook it in butter, or do you like it open-faced?
my mother gave me a George Foreman grill, and I make toasted cheese, grilled cheese in there. They're fabulous.
Aren't they?
Yeah, I love them.
It's a life changer.
You put pickles on them? What do you put anything on?
No,
them
just the cheese. And, like light, and the bread winds up being a little buttered because
right.
it was sautéed on the pan.
Yeah, when George Foreman, I got to put both sides of butter. But
yes.
I like to put a little bit of sweet butter chip pickles on there.
Nice. The time right now? 10:18, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Horse, are you game for a good grilled cheese now and again?
Yes.
In fact, chips
now
on
I
the
really
side?
Want one.
Yeah. Well, why don't we order them for lunch? My
All
treat.
Right.
Grilled cheese is for everyone.
Sounds good.
We'll get to can number 6 next in Ron's six-pack. And this one really has me perplexed. Let's put it that way. I have no idea what the purpose of this is, but I guess there is one. I'll tell you about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.